That one right. Beginning of this visit with Wade, with Faye Burke and Debbie, this Sunday, the 16th of June, 74. Can one write, beginning of the visit with Wade, the second performance of his with Faye Burke and Debbie this Sunday, the 16th of June, 74. Can one write, beginning of the visit with Wade, with Faye Burke and Debbie this Sunday, the 16th of June, 74.
Oh yeah. Well, that would be a very, very long time. It was a totally different world that they live in. And she's only gonna be here till like Friday. So there's not much sense exposing to it. It's just a verbal onslaught that would never work.
Now say that again.
Seems to feel that she has everything understood now.
Yeah.
And the whole orderly procedure of life, and thinks that she's aware of all her life circumstances. And she says she hasn't read it. I've suggested some reading materials and things like that. She says, well, she's been too busy to read.
Yeah.
She's 19 years old, too busy to read, and one of the businesses was going to school. And, well, she's been in a moneyed world, for one thing, socially. And I think that really does change the person.
Oh, man, life. You know it does. Yeah.
Not that her particular family has a great abundance of money, but they have two strong incomes.
Yeah.
And then they have pretensions. Well, her mother has a pretension to money, this concept, social concept of life. And everyone she deals with, and she's always gone to private school. She's never been in a public school yet.
Yeah.
And her. And she's really sequestered in her soul.
I'm glad to know that. I wish I'd known that.
Very close. Yeah, I suppose so. The frightening point about it is every now and then that gets a hole punched in it and leaves you bleeding.
Well, that happens either way.
Yeah. It builds on stamina. I didn't expect it to be too much different. I mean, this is by way of her mother. It must be different.
Sure.
And her mother, by necessity of her psychological makeup, has to run a very, very tight ship to hold together.
Uh-huh.
I mean, she really has to keep everything in order in mind. She can't make an allowance for the deviation in the mental thought.
Right.
Yeah, I think it'd be right down there now.
I've been cut off from people like that.
Well, you could take about 5 minutes of a mother, man. Oh, she's going around lecturing now, and she's a psychiatric nurse. And she's instructing in nursing psychology, and she goes around and lectures.
Let me tell you, once you get in that lecture position, it affects you too.
interesting thing is that if there hardly anything you can speak to them about, they don't already know.
Yeah.
There's very room for, little room for conversation.
Yeah.
To put it that way.
Well, I imagine then this talk that these did over that day, Martin, seemed just a little bit trivial.
Yes.
She
was just fidgeting.
Yeah.
Didn't pertain to anything she was, had hot on her mind at the present moment.
Well,
on top of all that, she'd been loved. It's sort of hard to handle.
Yeah.
I knew it.
Yeah. Her program is to work for a year and then go to Europe.
Let me tell you, Wade, this morning, the way that thing opened up, it was that was more than I expected. Now you got into this. I was over there one night, or called over there one night, and said you couldn't tarry. You had this cybernetics group to meet with.
Charette. Yeah, that's the name of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a weekend. They put it together. Theoretically, I volunteered to work with them. What the Charette does is gather a great deal of information pertaining to the whole county, and they try to compile it and make some sense out of it for future growth purposes.
Yeah.
And it's all volunteer work. And Niels, I didn't know it at that time.
But it was a right promising thing that you were getting into.
I have a great deal of faith in it.
That's what you felt.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's a proper action.
Well, gee whiz. That would be sort of the choice people from around the country.
Oh,
county,
yeah.
Area.
You get
getting
all
getting together to sound off.
That's what happens.
So if you can't pick up something there, you are.
Oh, this gentleman, I wish I could. Vetterquist. Was it Vetterquist that gave the talk on his computer program? And he runs something up at the university. He's he's very historically minded. But he's got funds to own access to a computer, and he's putting all this information in the computer. And he did a phenomenal talk about how this information would come back out. I was absolutely enthralled. He was dancing with his speech. He was in love with his program, and it was really nice. It was the show he put on, and you believed in him, and he got through with it.
Yeah.
Almost clapped. Everybody, no one else took it quite so seriously as I did.
Oh, really?
No, they're accustomed to this business. I'm not. Computer printout and things like that. And but his interest and the excitement in it was really nice. He's sort of a smallish person in the beard. He was really excited about what he was doing.
Yeah.
But it was through this charrette that I ran into Neil, and I had not the slightest idea that I'd do that. Neil and I have known each other probably 10 years. And we've had some intimate occasions, very, very few. And he. We stayed up all night together and done a few things and swapped books, and swapped talk. And if you can spring him loose from his business, his mind works nicely.
Well,
Neil swapped.
Neil, yeah.
He's good.
Yeah. Now the way you got a hold of him was he gave a program up that too.
Well, this was his 12th charrette in Florida. Well, not just Florida. He went to Texas and somewhere else. Matter of fact, I forgot to tell Fay about that. He's top dog in charrette world.
what is
charrette
world?
Well, that's the...
I know there's some odd name you...
No, that's a term that came up through architecture in the French. Meaning of it, it's sort of an intensive effort. The architect used it, came out of schooling mainly, I think, that it came time to get something done, and so they bring together a group of people and take the problem and the materials and stay there till they reach the solution, which would be 24 hours or 72 hours or whatever.
Whatever.
The thing is, you're not supposed to even go to bed until it gets done.
Well, that's the way it ought to be, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, of course, it's watered down a little bit in the big charrette, in which there's so much information to gather.
Yeah.
They do take a nap. And, oh, they had the information. It was out at Santa Fe, and the room, of course, is bigger than this house that we're meeting in, and every wall is filled up with maps with and things with information all over. So they gathered quite a bit. And here comes Niels walking in the door. And I didn't realize that he was supposed to be there. I had no knowledge of that. And I don't think he recognized me right off, but then we went to lunch together. And that's how we got connected. Because he just asked how things were. And, well, first of all, he sort of offhandedly says, hey, you don't have a house rent in Micanopy, do you? And I said, well, as a matter of fact, I have a house rent thing. So we got onto that, and I said, well, Neil, let me tell you something else that's going on. So I told him the whole Micanopy development program, and he got very interested in that. And the house acquiring turned out to be symbolic to him. His getting the house there is an effort to extract himself somewhat from his fit and polish world. And there were two secretaries, I mean his own, he got two secretaries himself, one front and one in the back. One in the side office and one out front. Plus the other people answer the phone before it gets to the secretary. You know, it's a big system, so he's got all this inner sanctum office. And see, he can't be at peace anywhere down there in that neighborhood. Somebody's going to run him down and have a problem for him to solve.
And that's been going on.
Oh, yeah. Ever since I've known him. Of course, he's doubled and tripled his forces since the time I've known him. He's gotten this big in the last two or three years.
With all that growth in that Central Florida.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. He hasn't been too much involved with the Mickey Mouse world because he's too serious. He's done a lot of church work, a tremendous amount of church work, because he's a preacherly sort of a person. And he's got a tremendous delivery. And if you've got something you want sold, and if he believes in it, you get, that's the reason that I had complete faith. I just give him my package and say, okay, and he'll speak. And people will believe. Absolutely. He's a big strapping guy.
Oh, is he?
Over six. Big self and very intensive eyes, you know, clear sight. Not a furtive thing about him at all. And he just visually inspires faith when you look at him. He's really something personal. And he's super salesman in the things he believes in. So he was going to be a minister at one time. And I think, I don't know whether his father's a minister or the stuff is, this is in his blood and his heritage. And it's quite natural for him to go hook up with Frank Lloyd Wright. He told me briefly that transition period, what happened.
You know, Madeline Murray had five generations of Presbyterians behind her.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm telling you, as I found out here, she's the best Presbyterian of all of them. I haven't seen the others, but I know she is. And she takes religion out of
yeah.
the school.
She was on, I didn't get all of it, but was she on the Today Show, or was that on?
Oh, no, she came here and visited Accent 70.
Oh, but she was on Phil Donahue's show, then. That's what I called her.
Oh, yes, but this thing, yes, she really performed on it.
Really?
Oh, yes, she did. I've got her on tape.
Five generations.
Yes, sir.
That's hard to erase.
That's hard to erase. That's unerasable. Yes. Devil with five generations of Presbyterian behind him. No doubt about it.
Oh.
I know behind her. I can carry that over into.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's got it. He's got the information, the language, the vocabulary, everything. It's quite a marvel.
Well, what is it he can get evangelical over? Doing what?
Well, the evangelical part now, see, this is where the timing has come in.
Yeah.
See, he's given up churches. That's passé.
Yeah.
They're sort of slipping in here. I can't put that much money. He's building the Lutheran Church or something here in Gainesville. They're building that one out by the new shopping center, 34th Street,
yeah,
in that area. And they still do churches, but the thing that's captured is the new religion of save the world,
yeah,
or save the environment.
Yeah.
And see, that's our new faith.
Yeah.
Especially for the intellectual group, the educated group.
Yeah.
This is what we can believe in. The church is gotten too shabby. Not enough issues at heart.
Yeah, they still move big.
And he, that's what he sells.
Well,
he
save the environment,
right,
such as.
Well, in proper housing and concern with, well, like putting in a good trailer park. See, good things can be done, but it takes a super salesman to do it. And the time has come around now that some of the money people are willing to do a good thing, but they don't have people to do it.
Oh.
And
the money's there, but you don't have the talent.
There's a preacher, matter of fact, there's a preacher in Gainesville that owns 73 acres next to where the Sportorama was going, Sportatorium, here in Micanopy. And he wants to put in a decent trailer park. Well, he can't find anybody in Gainesville to do it. They tell him it's economically unfeasible to do it. So I'm going to hook him up with Meals Outfit. And Meals can do it for him. You see, he's got that facility. He's got all the manpower to do it, the ability to do it, and he can sell it. And he makes money for him. I mean, it's no slip shot affair. I mean, it's done on an economic basis. I mean,
well, now, his staff, or his, he's got several main divisions to his staff.
Five subdivisions.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Engineers of various sorts.
You see, what's happening in Micanopy, okay, first of all, Micanopy, you know, almost 3 years ago, I gave the first talk regarding planning for the town.
Yeah.
Well, they've been bickering with it ever since then.
Yeah.
And finally,
that's all.
Okay. I hope it wasn't the second talk, the one that bombed out.
Well, it bombed out.
Well, the first one worked, and the second one was the one I got trapped in.
Well, wait a minute. Maybe I heard both of them.
The first one, they got standing ovation on. It shocked me.
I missed that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's, I was up there nervous and giving this talk, and that's when old Barr gave me the dictum, said, well, you should explain this further to us in better language or something like that so everyone understands it. And that's when I wrote it backwards.
Yeah, yeah, that's right, that's right.
And got absolutely trapped.
Yeah, yeah. And I sat there watching you get wound up.
Couldn't get out. Couldn't give up. I had to go ahead and finish it. I knew I was done when I said the first 3 cents.
I couldn't get out of it. See, that's what happens. We've got these manuscripts. Debbie and Faye went over to visit Miss Mary, and they came back and reported on it. And it's Faye put them up to it, because she and I had done that one time, first time, and we came back and we found that we saw entirely different things. And furthermore, we took them to the typewriter and put them down, and we actually got out. That was sort of a stepping stone, would you see. That pushed us forward a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And she wanted Faye and Faberick and Debbie to do that. And that's what they did. And Faberick had never done that before.
Mm-hmm.
She'd never just gone into a session like that where she had access to the person and also knew what she was getting into, and stay 2 or 3 hours and then come home and report on it. She's never done that. It she didn't think it's possible. I mean, it never occurred to her to do anything like that. But what you see, we had been doing that, and she took a hold, and it was quite interesting what she did. Of course, Debbie was used to it, and she got on a great deal, and she did it with a great deal, with considerable control, you see. With good muscle, she did it. And if she keeps her muscle up, it's good.
She's doing the mental football.
Yes, yeah, you can't let up too much. These sections now, he got the architects and the engineers and who is it, Bill Signs?
Graphics.
Yeah,
they print. They've got machinery that in my business I'd love to have. They just got access to those things. If you want this printed on a postage stamp, they can do it within a few minutes.
Oh.
And the first time I went down there, I had some slides, and he said, oh, you have slides. And he said, Ursula, come here, Ursula. Get these copies. And I go copy the slides and give them back to me. Just, you know, things to keep moving. Keep things with the instrument that's needed to keep the system moving, they get it. And they work with it. So he's got all of these things to draw from. And in the Micanopy situation, the basic thing is the planning. Okay, they've got their planning department. Then next to that, there are several concomitant things that go on that's highly necessary to be done at the present moment, and these happen to be engineering surveys of four different natures. Well, that's what happens. He's got an engineer at the top from the field in any one of these segments, which is sewage, drainage, soil, and water. All that has to do with the ground and the punching holes and figuring out things and doing surveys and measurements. They've got the power to do all that, to write the top men in all these fields to handle.
And that's part of the planning?
No, it's subsidiary to the planning. But there's federal money available for that. Alachua County just received $419,000 on the 1st of July to do surveying primarily in the sewage disposal field, the sewer systems, waste disposal, they call it. And this is yet to be divvied up. And politically speaking, the Regional Utilities Department is that they are the funding agency because they're the largest utility department in Alachua County, naturally. And so they receive the money, and then they...
Go ahead. Somebody has to send me the children.
Faye is the only one I want.
So, you got a political situation there in which the utility department doesn't have the muscle or the wherewithal to do this survey in a decent amount of time. They don't have engineering facilities or anything of that nature to handle something that big. And so they're almost dictates that they're going to have to sublet a little bit of it. You see, now they're sneaking around talking about they want to expand their department so they can keep. They can keep a $500,000. And see, that furthers their political power, their power structure when you do something like that. They get more people in the organization, they get more equipment. And just what this does is pushes the people that are on top now higher. And that's what they're interested in. But at the same time, that money is available. And I think that the Schweitzer outfit, if anybody, can get some of that money for this south end of Alachua County, which would include Evanston and Cross Creek and these areas, to do these kind of surveys. The name of the company is the Environmental Design Group. And they have full time on their staff people that are concerned with nothing but environmental engineers and environmental people that they pay to keep on their staff. And like they would bring these people up to speak at any one of these conferences and trying to obtain money. So there are four engineering studies that go along at the same time that need to be done, and there's money available to do these studies. Whether or not they get them or not is up to them. And Alachua County.
Well, now, will Micanopy be able to choose who does it? No.
Micanopy can sponsor. Micanopy can write letters saying that we need this survey done and we want it done right now.
Yeah.
And we would prefer that such and such person do it. Such and such group.
Yeah.
dangerous because they're working in the area. So it behooves EDG to see what they're doing. They're doing this basic planning at the monetary loss, but they're going to write it off to advertising, you might say. But if they do it right for historic Micanopy, something that they can say, well, look, we did this historic preservation plan for Micanopy. And they are going to be very strong on preserving the town in the plan. They're very conscious about that. And so in the future, if any of the towns are after anything that relates to historic preservation, well, the EDG group has got Micanopy under its belt. And they can come make a presentation and say, well, this is what we did. So they'll be number one in line, you know, with this background.
What do you mean by the EDG group?
Environmental Design Group. That's Neil Schweitzer's company.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, in a sense, then, they probably would not lose any money in the long run.
Come on, quit shutting the door.
So that's the financial structure on it. And
always
nice
have one to tell somebody. Quit mousing in.
I'm just
glad I was here.
Faye's the first one. I've
been
able to troll that.
Get in, get over with.
But the thing of it is, Wade, he's got the gifted fellas, talented, experienced people in so many of those fields.
All of them.
That he can. Save your time.
Oh, yeah.
And then he gives all the people, each field has a chance to perform. That's another thing, isn't it?
Well,
and if the person was out by himself, he couldn't do it.
Right. They compete with each other.
In his organization.
That's right. So he's doing the best job. And, you know, each organization's got to pay for itself and to do a good job. And they're very conscious of this. They simply don't go to work and punch in.
Now, an organization like that will last so long, and after that, they'll start punching in.
I don't know how long they can keep it up.
Organization. They come in stages. You catch them at a certain stage, you see, and they may be on the move like this one. But then again, you'll catch them, and they're punching in.
I don't doubt for what. That would work.
I first saw that in departments, the university departments. They look like the same thing all the time, but there's a vast difference. It just depends on when you catch them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my friend Steve Lotz has started an art department down in FTU, and it has that spirit of excitement. And I can see that it, in another few years, they'll start punching in there for sure.
They'll start punching in. Yeah. They'll start. You know how it is. They start getting. Well, I don't know whether it's.
Yeah, say, I was just recollected that Neil has given talks at. I think it was Texas. A couple of charrettes out there. He's gone out west to one or two.
Are you familiar with that charrette business?
Yeah.
And he's got one of. Kingpin in the charrette business. He's got 12 of them under his belt now. And he did a very nice synopsis. He can really add things up. He calls it a laundry list. Point things up.
Yeah, well, he didn't work with a big staff, but he would call the experts in, and he would take them all up to Dallas to walk the land for this huge park.
Yeah, they sound very similar. That's exactly the procedure we did.
Well, what was the misgivings then that Ronald had with Earl Ritter?
He was a one-man show. He couldn't do what Dios did. Dios couldn't delegate at all. He could give the responsibility then to the designer and let him take the project. Earl would always have the client contact. He would always talk to the man, to the developer. And then he'd come back and try to explain it to Ronald. And in early design, each developer, each new game is so different. You've got to hear it yourself in order to feel what he needs. And then Earl would take Ronald's work back and try to interpret it to the developer, which didn't work either. But in this element
right.
I'm talking to you about the getting together the whole group, he could work so well in that way because he'd been a professor. That's his background, working with students in the same way.
Mm-hmm.
And pulling their thoughts together and making them see what they were really talking about.
Yeah, Niels does have that facility. For instance, he sent this fellow Bill Snow up here Friday, and Bill will be back to make the presentation Monday night to the council. And Bill is new with the company, and he's not actually in reality a planner, but the more I listen to him, what happened, Bill Snow's from Kentucky, Sherman, Kentucky. And he's backwoods aborigine almost, and he's been the city manager of two towns and system city managers too. And Bill just fell in love with Micanopy, and he can commit with the people a little bit more direct. He's not spit and polish at all. So he's a less fearsome soul to come in to present himself to the town. Niels could have bowled him over probably and scared him or something like that. But Niels does this kind of thing. And this is rather important. Of course, there's no money in it right now, but I mean, they're dealing with something that you need to handle properly. And ordinarily, you think, well, you got to do it yourself. Hell, he put somebody else on it. Well, he has. And he's got this broker I mentioned earlier, but his name's Ty. I think Tyson's his last name. And he spoke of the fact that this man, he put together a parcel of land with 32 different owners and had it all closed within 2 hours. Everybody signed and everything closed. 32 different parcels of land. And I've been trying to close my building on the loan for 6 months. One thing. And I was a little bit skeptical of meeting such a high flyer. And he immediately just really down to earth, nice person, and a decent looking fellow. He doesn't appear to be money. And he doesn't have avaricious look about it.
Yeah.
And the first thing he got talking about was he got lost in Micanopy when he was through here last week, and he's exploring the area, and he was very disturbed that the grave of the third governor of Florida wasn't being taken care of. It's out around Micanopy Junction or somewhere like this. And this, he thought this was abominable. So he's a history buff. You know, you run into somebody like that. The thing is, the man's got ability, but he's also got seemingly a little bit of soul to him. This is different. Every other business dealings I've gotten into, you don't feel the faith with the person. You just either give up to them or you back off. Signing papers doesn't even work for these people, you know, the standard business system. So it's nice to run into
this person who rented the house that Debbie was interested in.
Mm-hmm. Carol.
Carol. You got in touch with her through Neil.
Right. Neil's friend, and they came up together. And then he left to do some business down in Ocala. And we spent several hours by ourselves, mainly sitting on the back porch of the house, going through some history of personal history and things like that. And it was a good encounter with her. It was a really nice thing. She does have good mental facilities. You don't appear to be too fogged up, which is quite unusual for a mother of three children. I mean, my hat's off to any situation like that.
Well, now, is her chief object now just to produce that one television show? Or she spread out?
I think that's her chief occupation. She's, I don't know, she's not doing other things, you know, other projects, other than trying to, she's interested in keeping herself contained enough that she doesn't get heart attacks. I mean, she's interested in quality of life, which is the term we're using now. It's going to get overrun here pretty quick.
Oh, she's interested in that too.
Oh, yeah. And matter of fact, see, Neil's is putting a lot of stuff off on her, and she went over to meet him one day at the office, and she was really funny. She said, I don't care if I ever see that place again. She said, I don't want anything to do with it, because his office is so slick. And she just doesn't like it. And she said she doesn't care a thing about money either. And of course she cares about making a living. But the big money world, is she's just not after that. And she made these statements in such a way that they weren't cursory statements, they were well-felt statements. I mean, reality statements. She assumed that she really meant that. Because a lot of people say that very straightforward. And they don't really care about money, but they're sure turning their head over and make a dollar profit.
Well, now, she's got the equipment there. That if she came
does.
Out here and spent a day or two, she could just about put us before the company.
Well, she'll be up next weekend, and hopefully the program there would, I'll talk, I don't know when she's coming, whether she'd be up Friday. Thank you. day, you'd think you could do it.
Yeah. Well, that was tempting. I couldn't resist that.
Did he have a playful spirit about him? I mean, willing to adventure into things?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. That's the reason he's got his power. He's very impressionable.
Uh-huh.
And he can get things done without laboring them.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Debbie could go over there and sign up with him. And she'd at least appear on the bulletin board. With all her gifts, you see. That's everything she has is just what none of them have. There ought to be a place around there, oughtn't there?
Beats the hell out of me. I'd have to see the place to start with. It looks like you could use a talented person anywhere, doesn't it?
It does. Yes.
Even writing up schematics on something. That's a strange world when you get in that communications world.
No,
it's just pretty tight.
Yeah. Well, you've got the girl over there who does that weekly show. What's her name?
Yeah.
Carol? Carol?
Yeah.
Or you mean the one I met?
No, up here on the campus. Who?
Green.
Yeah, Marianne Green. Yeah. And she's improving.
Yeah.
I don't watch it.
Is that on the local channel or Channel 5?
Channel 5.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Channel 5. She's improving. She just does it on the side, has a weekly program.
Are they getting rid of that, what's his name, that runs Channel 5? Mark Damon?
I don't know. I don't see as much of him as did. I don't listen to Channel 5 anymore.
Oh, he's sad.
Well, that's the thing. If they had somebody here that you could get work through or reach, you can't reach him.
Mm-mm.
I wouldn't be able to.
Oh, no.
I tried a time or two, and I just...
Well, I mean, I've never even thought about dealing with those university people in regards to you. That was you and Rick working that one out. The local TV station. That's not newsworthy.
No, I never tried to. I tried to talk to him every now and then. I never tried to get anything from him or do anything with him. But I couldn't even talk to him. He's got that long Dutch accent, and it's a little bit it's hard on him. I guess you could.
If you just had the foresight to develop a decent accent, guy, you could have gotten ahead in the world.
That's right. Well, now, let me tell you, Wade, before you go, I want you to tell Wade a little bit now about this thing, what you got into. Now, he hadn't done that. See, that's the first time she's done it.
We went to missionary to spend a little time to watch her make biscuits, and it took her an hour, or it took her a while to get worked up, and so we ended up there all afternoon. We came home with a whole lot more than I could handle, and Debbie and I both kind of said, well, we talked about that night, we were laughing and reminded each other, and then typed it up the next day. And Debbie, of course, has the ear now, and she can write it. She was like, take a quarter from me, because I didn't get much. But what was happening was I was seeing lots of parts of the visit. There was the biscuit making, and while the biscuit making was going on, there was a storm, and I knew the two fit together, because Miss Mary was brave as lightning and wouldn't turn on the oven until it quit, and had to call Marvin in to tell her if it had stopped and it was okay to turn on the oven. And by the time she got through making the biscuits and we were sitting down to eat it, she had this phone call that she was ready for. It was one of the cousins, and she laid into her in front of us. And had such an audience out of us that we were we were egging her on, and Marvin was feeding her lines. We all were. And we let Bonnie have it, and then when she was through with her performance with Bonnie on the phone, she sat down and told us about Bonnie some more.
Give him something to drink.
I know about that rain thing.
Yeah, the rain. Oh, hello, Bonnie. So that we would know who it was, and then Marvin would told us who that it was his cousin's wife, and that she didn't like to be teased, that she liked to hand it out, but she didn't like to get to it. So we were ready, and Miss Mary sat in with Texas, see, because she had just been asking me about Suzanne, and I was living out in Texas. So I'm sitting here talking about going to Texas. Well, Bonnie wanted to go too. Well, I don't know if I could fit you in my suitcase or not. And Marvin says, you wouldn't get the suitcase closed over her. Marvin says that she... And then, I know I'm not worried about Marvin. Marvin said, don't tell her till I'm getting handsomer and younger every day. Marvin's sitting here between two gorgeous girls and says to tell you he's getting younger and handsomer every day.
Now, you see, Ray, they can put that down on paper. They can bring it back and report it in detail.
All the
for
winking.
A couple hours.
The winking that was going on. And
Given it's making all these faces, you know,
and
she holds it away from her and go like this and then it's
and then she had to sit down. It was just too much for her. And then every time she'd say something like that she was going to leave Marvin, and she'd scoot down further in her chair, and she's already pretty far
all the way to her feet would hit the floor, maybe?
Yeah, almost that far.
Got legs back
that's
down.
Right. She was talking about that.
She didn't quite get him there. She was kind of like braced on the edge of the chair, and Faye was really worried. She
that's right. Anyway, that was what we came home talking about, and that's what.
Now I gave us that interpretation at the end. You see, he had wives. She said to Faye, how you related Miss Miles?
And I said she raised me when I was little. Well, I raised the boys too. You want to see my Scooter Pooper? And she went and got her picture album.
Mm-hmm.
Now she brought out that album. That's special.
And
she never brought it out to me.
Yeah, I didn't know how special that was until a guy told me he'd never seen it. So she was pointing out Scooter Pooper and James that she also raised. And then there was Marvin. And I was saying, Miss May, where are you? Where are your pictures of you? Oh, I don't have no pictures. I'm too ugly. Look, here's Marvin.